Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in I'll praise when I don't feel like it. In Jesus' name, you tuned into Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Judy Overachiever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, 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 and a lot of fog right about now, so drive carefully, if you will. Glory be to God. My, this is a beautiful day in God, you know, I tell you. You know, we had early morning prayer, like 5:30 this morning. Yeah, I think it was 5:30. I'm still asleep, probably. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, you know, God is still good. Still good, regardless whether whatever the situation is, God is a good God. You know, I had a sign, used to have a sign there a long time ago to say, He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. You hear what I'm saying? Now, how awesome is your God? Do you think He's awesome or what? What do you think about it? I'll tell you, ain't nothing to do but thank God for being who He is. Ooh. So if I get a little shivery here and there, you know I'm having enjoying my day. I enjoy Him anyway. Sick, well, up, whatever. I enjoy Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? And it ain't all the time, you know, you feel well or you feel like, let's just think about it. It ain't all the time. You know, you feel well. Now, if you feel good all the time, bless your little heart. Glory be to God. You are an exceptional. If you feel good all the time, you know, you feel like, I just feel like I can tell you this in truth. I feel like praising Him. I can say hallelujah just the same. Thank you, Jesus. And you say, well, what would you be thanking Him for? That, well, at least I'm still alive. Amen. Whether I feel good or not. Huh? All right, praise God. That's why we don't mind praying for people, you know. And you can call in at 347-857-3925. You can call in and let us know your prayer requests and who you want us to pray for also. Glory be to God. And just do that thing today. Why can't you do that? I'm waiting for you. You can tell us, give us your testimony of what God done for you. I know He did something for you. Huh? I know He did. If you're still alive, He's done something for you. And that's great, isn't it? All right, we're going to still pray for Tanya Joseph, we're going to still pray for her that God will bring her through this coma in the name of Jesus without anything being defective in any way, not be a vegetable, not be, you know, any kind of things that happen after these people have them. Okay, we are praying for her complete recovery also. We are still praying for John Benbow. We're still praying for him. He needs a kidney. And also, y'all pray that he receive a kidney or he'll start working. Whichever way God want to do it, this is what we're praying for today. And God can, you know, we know quite a few people that God has already blessed with a kidney. Amen. Oh, yes, God answers prayer, honey, I'm telling you. Oh, glory to God. God, do answer prayer. And I thank Him for answering prayer. How about you? Don't you thank Him for answering? I sure do. And, you know, I want to put him, he's not sick, but I want to shout out before I forget, Craig Claxton. Our little, he ain't little no more. Praise God. He is a Marine now, and he went straight from high school on in there, and he's really advancing in that field. And I just want to send a shout out to him. I kind of chatted with him today. He's halfway around the world, all the way around that one, wherever you want to call it. But just to hear from him for change, you know, he's been gone a while, and he'll be gone a while longer, bless God. But he seems to be enjoying it, his advancement. I like the fact that he's advancing there. That's what I like. Praise God. He's not just not being a little private in nothing. You know, he going on up the ladder. Isn't that all right? My. Just to see one of ours going on like that. Just I hope he keep the Lord on his side and he'll continue to go forward. How about you? Huh? Well, you know, today we still, Miss Lizzie Williams is in the hospice, I think it is. She's not hospice, the nursing home. I don't know the difference in these things. Praise God, but she's in one of those, in rehab. Okay, let's just say this way. She's in rehab. And so pray for her that she make it through rehab, okay? Thank God. And we're praying for George Leonard. We're still praying for him. Oh, my God, that demon of cancer, Lord, it just don't care who it strikes down, do it. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch George Leonard right now, God, wherever he is, whatever hospital he's in, touch him right now. Touch his family also, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, all those, Lord, that are plagued about with this demon of cancer, Father of God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that it dry up from the root. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, and never come back again. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for healing them, God. Lord, all those that have some incurable disease, God, we're praying for them today, God. Give them the mighty miracle, Father God, that they need in their life, God. Increase their faith to reach you, Father, in the name of Jesus today, God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory for all that you're doing, God. All that you're doing. And God, whatever the need is today, God, we asking that you give it today. Many are plagued about with diabetes. Father, we asking you in Jesus' name, touch them today, God. Give them the answer, the know-how, to show them how to arrest that disease, Father, that's plaguing people all over the land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it today, God. Oh, God, that's those who have loved ones that lost, God, and they can't find them. Touch them right now. Children, God. Oh, our children, Lord, the enemy is going against our children so bad, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, touch the children, God. Touch them, Lord. They need your touch today, God, in mighty in Jesus' name. So many being abused, God, and being killed and stuff and murdered and what have you. Lord, God, have mercy on them today, Lord. Have mercy on them, God. Oh, they need you right now, God. Newborns, Lord God, touch them, God. Don't let them, God, destroy the newborns, Father. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Lord. They need you right now, Jesus. They need you right now. So many, Lord God. Touch Michael Jr., Lord God. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, who's incarcerated, touch him, touch his mind, Lord. Give him, Lord God, the mind, God, to reach out and touch you today, God. Oh, Father, not, Lord God, think about why he's there, Lord God, but the fact is he's there, and he needs a new mind. In the name of Jesus, touch Topper, God, who's also incarcerated, touch him, God, today. Give him a mind, Lord God, to touch you today, God, to reach out and touch you, God. Let him know it's time now to seek your face. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. If there's any that we know that's incarcerated today, we, Lord, we pray for them. Lord, we pray for them, Lord. God. Oh, yes. No, I don't want to mention that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God today, God, for all of that today. We're sending the word across the world, across America. Touch somebody's heart today, God. Touch their heart, Lord. Oh, God, don't let them do that thing that they had desired to do, and they know it's wrong. Father, in Jesus' name, have mercy today. Have mercy on your church, God. Have mercy, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. So many pastors are going through today, God. Touch them today, Lord. They need your help, Lord. Oh, yes, they do, God. I pray for it today, God. In the name of Jesus. Excuse me. Let me try to give you this word. Committed Christians can courageously confront, calmly challenge, creatively cope with every crisis. Committed Christians can courageously confront, calmly challenge, and creatively cope with every crisis. Oh, yes. Are you one of those, huh? You can. You're not going to fall apart because you have a crisis in your life, are you? I know you're not. You're holding on. That's why you're listening. Praise God. That's why you're listening to this broadcast, because we encourage you to keep on going. And we tried to show you a better way to do things. You know, there's always a better way. We always come to the point we think that we got it all, right? Mm-hmm. But there's always a better way to do it. And I found out when you're working, a lot of bosses want people that are able to be creative and able to do the work without him or her having to stand over them every minute. You know, and the same way with church. God is looking for people that is creative, because he's given you the power to be creative. Mm-hmm. He's given you that power. Yes, he has. So use it today. Will you use it? I know, I know. There you go again. I guess I'm in that realm today. Praise God, too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes, you know, you get in that way. With so many different things going on in the world, you wonder, what's going on? You know, you ever ask that? What in the world is going on? Mm-hmm. Well, now today, we're going to just talk about a little something here today. And we thank God we do have, we thank God for our own pastor Sharon here with us today. Yes, yes,
amen,
yes.
Amen.
We thank God, and we don't know whether we're going to have to call this here engineer, evangelist, or what, missionary or somebody. We're going to have to start calling her, and I tell you, Deacon Mike lit it up here yesterday. Yeah, he got started up there. My, he getting wild. Mm. You should have heard Deacon Mike this morning around by 5:30 praying. Mm-hmm. I tell you, he getting on up there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you wouldn't think that's the man that they done been inside there messing with his heart about a couple of times already and everything, and couldn't hardly breathe, walk, or nothing else. Mm-hmm. God is blessing Deacon Mike. Yes, he is. Mm. God is doing it. I ain't nobody else doing it but God. But God, can you say but God?
What?
Ooh, Lord, you can't do nothing else but preach but God. Make you want to be evangelist now, don't you? Praise God. But you know, I was reading, I was thinking, it came to me. I heard it somewhere along the line. Pardon me. I like to talk about Joseph. Now, listen here, Joseph. Most of you know about Joseph with the coat of many colors. Y'all have heard about it. If you've been in church somewhere down the line, somebody done preached it or taught it to you in Sunday school or somewhere down. You heard about him, haven't you? But we're going to start with 39th chapter of Genesis. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Man, this man had been through some traveling. Now, he did some traveling. He did not book any kind of travel. Huh? He didn't go to no travel agent booking all these places. Okay? Boy, I tell you, the devil, if the devil was after anybody, he was after Joseph, wasn't he? And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, you want to know how that young man got prosperous, huh? The key is, who was with him? The Lord was with him. You see what he's saying? Now, he sent to so many trials and tribulations. Are you in a lot of pain and troubles and trials and people against you and your brother, sister, mother, father, somebody trying to kill you and get rid of you and all? These things actually happen. Do you hear me? Stuff like this happen. You don't want them to happen. You don't even want to think about the idea that they will happen. Not to you anyway. Is that right? I know. I know I wouldn't want to think about it, but it happens. Now, we look for our family to be close to us, loving and understanding and kind and all of that, don't you? But listen, everything changes when you got the Lord with you. Did you know that? Huh? People's ideas of you change when you are committed to Jesus Christ. You didn't know that, did you? Now listen to this. I'm showing you right here in Joseph's life. And he goes on saying his master saw that the Lord was with him. Now, first long so, the master saw that the Lord was with him, so therefore those in Egypt know about the Lord. Can't we say that? He said the master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Now, can you recognize anything like that? Anybody in your life, can you recognize it, or will you recognize it? You so stubborn and stout-hearted, you don't want to see it, right? That the person that's there with you, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't prosper. Yeah. Have you ever thought about that? Come on, help me here, Hunter. I see people don't realize that the blessing, you know, they say, oh, God, come down here and bless me. Well, that person that may be with you or closest to your friend, relative, or the pastor or the deacon or whoever may be your link to your blessing. They could be your link to your prosperity. Now, that's what Joseph was. In other words, you did not need no rabbit foot. You didn't need no four-leaf clover. See, you're looking for the wrong thing. You're looking for what? The lottery. You're looking for somebody to drop a bag of money out the sky, armor truck, back door swing open and the money fall out or something like that. You're looking for a quick fix. When all the time you need to look around and see what God has already blessed you with and who have made you prosperous because you blessed the man or woman or whoever, the child of God. Now, people don't want to see that, do you? Well, here, this Potiphar here, he found out something here, why his house was blessed. Why was they so blessed? Because here was a man of God in their midst that he bought off a slavery block. You hear what I'm saying? It doesn't matter where he come from or what nationality he is. All you know is that it's a blessing to have them. Did you get it? Uh-huh, you'll get there in a minute. And this is, when he saw him, he knew that the Lord was with this man. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. Now, Joseph was not a big head person. And, you know, I don't need all this, you know. I can do it myself, you know. No, he served where he was. And he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. He got elevated. He might have been what one would call in bondage, but he was might be, my God, that was the best bondage you ever want to see. He became the leader in bondage. Do you hear me? He did not want for anything. He was getting promoted, do you hear me, to a higher call even while he was in what one would say bondage. Now, can you say that? Huh?
Come on.
Oh, y'all don't hear me. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Everything Joseph touched turned to gold. And it wasn't even in his own house. Huh? He was not even in his own house. He's in somebody else's house. He was in another nation that he don't even know, this nation. He was there. He was not related to it, so to speak. Only now in a roundabout way he's related, because this master bought him from somebody else, and somebody else bought him from somebody. You know, I got to count one of these days how many times he was sold and bought before he got to his destination. Huh? Do you see what I'm saying? And his purpose. You see, sometimes you go through the dog waters, dog places, and lean times, and whatever the case may be. But instead of listening to the people poking fun at you and mocking you and everything, think about Joseph, how he's gone through those places himself. And he went through them, and while he did, he never let go of God. He kept his hand in God's hand because he knew it was God that was bringing him through all of the things that he was going through. It don't matter what you're going through. I know you'll say to me or somebody, you don't know what I'm going through. I probably do know about it, been through it myself, probably. But I know one thing. If you keep your hand in God's hand, he'll bring you on out of it. I remember the scripture when he said in the 23rd, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. You have nothing to fear, that he's with you, and when he's with you, he's going to bring you out with his mighty hand. Because he always have goodness and mercy with you. Don't matter what valley you go through. What hill you got to climb, goodness and mercy is right there with you. Did you hear me today? He's in his house, and the Bible says, and he left off all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a godly person and well favored. I like that. Well favored. Now, when you get committed to God, hear me now, I mean really committed to God, I know we want to talk favor, but we don't want to act favor. Huh? God will favor you in wherever you go. But if you nasty and mean and cantankerous, forget it. Huh? This man was well loved. All around. And the house was blessed for his sake because he was there. God don't want you living in a maggot hole, huh? God wants you to have the best. Even though he was in captivity, God still had the best for his child. Made him overseer of all that his master had. Man ain't know nothing but what to eat. He ain't had to do nothing, worry about nothing. On your job, do somebody got to worry about you? Are you taking something out that you ain't supposed to? Are you doing your work? Are you committed? Or do you take long hours and hours on your lunch break? What are you doing? Are you being committed to do the work that you was supposed to do? And then you'll find favor. You get it? Okay. And the next say, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. Here come the devil. Huh? Here come the devil. I imagine there was a lot of people around that didn't like the fact that here this here Israelite come here and he done took over everything here and my master just done gone crazy over him. He just can't see what he doing, what he's all about. You know how people talk about you. People are always going to talk about you. I done told you one time, told you 10 times already. People going to always talk about you, good, bad, or indifferent. Don't care how you do it, when you do it, or whatever. They're going to still talk about you. But count that as you're important enough for them to talk about you. See? My name is getting out there. And, you know, it may sound like it's bad, but God can always do what? Turn it for good. See? Did you know that? See, just because they talk bad don't mean God going to leave it like that. Hello. Oh, y'all hear me. Then up popped the devil. He got to find something to put in the pot, you know, and mix it up here now. He going to mix this thing up some. So here we have his master's wife coming up now. He looking good. Now, she probably done mess with everybody been in the house. Is she like that? You see what I'm saying? So the rest of them went on with her. But here was a man of God. She figured that she going to bring him down. You know how the devil do. Every time you get up, he going to try to bring you down. Every time you make another step up, Lord, have mercy. Here he come with something to try to pull you down, just like them crabs in a barrel. Every time a crab crawl up, another crab pull him down. Is that the way it is in your life? Think about it now. Come on. Mm-hmm. Now, here you go. Lie with me. Mm-hmm. Come on over here. Get in your master's bed. He ain't here right now, you know. But this was a man of God. How many men of God would resist the temptation? Or say, if I don't, I'm going to lose my job. Hello? Mm-hmm. I know, got you on that, didn't it? And the woman say, the man in charge would say, well, hey, you come lie with me. You know, you want to keep your job, and you want to keep his job, so you're going to go lie with him. Now he going to fire you. Okay. Huh? You didn't get it, did you? You get fired. Because now his conscience going to bother him. And he going to think you want to tell on him. You see? Mm-hmm. But I like him. He resists temptation. The Bible says he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wrought not what is with me in this house. And he had committed all that he had in my hand. So in other words, I'm going to honor this. Huh? There is none greater in this house than I. Neither had he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He didn't even say sin against his master. He said sin against God. Did you see what I'm saying? He brought God into the picture. Did you get it? Can you resist temptation to the point where you will bring God in the picture and say, I don't want to sin against God? It ain't got nothing to do with the sin itself. But what you're doing, the very act is against God. And what you have been committed, God's given you favor. God has placed you in a place of prestige and promoted you. And you want to lose all that? Come on now, help me somebody. He was telling her all about it. He ain't gonna sin against his God. Now that's a man, a true man of God. Huh? I'm not gonna sin against God. So many people today, they can't control themselves, so they don't mind sinning against God. Oh, she looked good. I ain't got no woman, so, you know, I'm all here by myself and ain't got no family and ain't got no woman either, ain't got no girlfriend and, you know, a boyfriend, whichever way it may be. You get to complaining to yourself and then you walk right into temptation. Because you realize, well, I ain't got nothing. I should get something. Getting the wrong thing. And it says, and it came to pass as she spoke to Joseph day by day. She's trying to weigh him down. You see what I'm saying? That he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or be with her. He ain't want to do no such thing. He ain't want to be tempted. Can you see the man trying to get out of her way? He see her coming, probably go down through the next room or something, go down in the basement or outside in the field somewhere, trying to do what? Get away from her. She's still trying to insist. She's still trying to wear him down. Don't you know the devil trying to wear you down today? Huh? Why are you going to be so cantankerous? Huh? Who you mad with? Who made you mad? Nobody but the devil. If you look into whatever is going on in your life, all of it is brought on by nothing but the devil trying to wear you down, make you go back into the world, do the things that you used to do, and then what? You got the answer to God. Because you didn't do it unto man, you are to yourself, it was unto God. Because you were bought with a price, do you hear me? God paid the price. Jesus paid the price for you, and now you done went against him. You didn't think about that, did you, while you were sinning? He didn't want to lie with her or be with her. And look what happened. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. Check out this now. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. She was just insisting that this man come on, jump into bed with her. Now, you know, it's like we were looking at the, I think it was on the news today, but this man was in the store, convenience store, and minding his own business. And this woman come up in there, and he kind of moved out, and she got in the line first, supposed to be in the line waiting for the cashier. And he was standing back from her, and she turned around and pushed her butt up into him. And when she did that, the other woman came on in and grabbed the man his crouch, and then start trying to grab the man. And he told him, get away, get away. And he kept telling them, get away. And they just was insist on trying to get the man. And the video was going on in the store. And you know what? Let me tell you, that man say he pressing charges against them. Well, that's good, because they should have kept their hands to the set. You see? Just like Joseph. Here, this woman is insisting on trying to grab him. And so... He let him have what she grabbed hold of. When she grabbed hold of his clothes, he left them clothes there, and he ran. And what I say to you today, run like you're running for your life, because you are. This is time now to run from the things that are coming upon this earth. They are coming to destroy you. They destroy you in your church. They destroy you on your job. They destroy you with your friendships and relationships of all kinds. This enemy is after you. It's time for you to take off and run like never before. Run to the arms of Jesus. And this is what you need to do at this hour. Not run into it and encode it. Be friends with it. You be friends with the wrong people. Then you don't want to be friends with nobody. Well, all they talk about is Jesus, and I don't want to be around that. I want some fun. Well, that fun going to get you in hell, too. All that fun you want. You but need to do what? Get with some people of like mind, people that want to serve God, be committed to God with all their heart, not get with all these other people. Because you want fun? Do you think God is pleased with that? If you are, continue.
Okay, now.
Okay? But I'm not going with you. Not if I can help it. And he left his garment in her hand, fled, and he got out of there. Huh? Whatever he had, went in the house to do, he had to leave it. Okay? Leave it. And, you know, she seen he wasn't coming back in there. And she said, and it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men. Now she wants somebody else to lie with her, tell some lies. Because the woman scorned, Lord have mercy. They say, Lord, that's the worst thing you can ever come in contact with is a woman scorned. Now, it don't matter if she got a husband. Just because that particular man will not fall into her clutches. You see, some people want to be saved. Some women, some men want to be saved, want to stay saved. They resist temptation. But you always got somebody that will allow them. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody will lie. And this is what she did. She spake unto them, saying, see, show the coat. He had brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me and cried with a loud voice. Now, you know, somebody should have jumped up and said, no, I better testify on this man's behalf. Because look at here, he ain't did nothing. The master really should have said something, too, because he had confidence all this time with him. He should have still had God. He should have known his wife. He should have heard them rumors running around there in the house, all over the place. Them rumors been running. You know people talk, and he could hear his wife been messing around. See? But the devil wanted to get back at Joseph because Joseph was a man of integrity and he was a man that stood on the word of God. And he wanted to get back at him. He wanted to tear him down and pull him out of the place he was in and where God had brought him from. God brought him there for a reason. That was his destiny. He was programmed to come there, to be there. But the devil did not want him to accomplish all that God had given him to accomplish, to bring forth the people of Israel there in order that they would still be fed, they would still be taken care of by their own. Oh, my God, my God. When you think about how God works things out for you, when you think you're in a hole and that hole is not the hole you think it is, glory to God, it's a hole to lift you up. It's a place to bring you out into the light, into the great light of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. And give you some garments of praise. Where you can just praise him, glorify him, magnify him, lift him up. Hallelujah. Just lift him up. That's what you got to do. Lift Jesus up. That's all he wanted. That's what he wanted to do. Huh? He got out of there, sure. He didn't, but did you notice he did not argue with the man? she put the garment on the bed by her and just telling him, telling her husband that. Oh, she know he going to get mad. Well, any husband would get mad, wouldn't it? Wife too, right? When you get mad, don't tell me you won't get mad because you know you will. And it said, and she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought into us came in unto me and mocked me. And it came to pass as I lifted up my voice and cried that he left his garment with me and fled out. Oh, Lord, she just lying through her teeth, ain't she? I mean, that's a lying woman. See how you lie? Now, think about it now. Think about the people that lied on you. You know you didn't do anything and they done lied on you. Huh? Trying all kind of ways to get you in some kind of trouble. You know they done did it. Hmm? And you know you ain't done nothing. And they had to add a little bit to it, too. Hmm? Then she said, and it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife. This is where he comes. He hear the words now, the husband, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. Now he all mad now. He mad with Joseph. Now I told you, you can have anything in the house but my wife. Joseph could have defended himself, say, my Lord, but I did not mess with your wife. She got my garment because I ran from her. Now, he could have said that, but he didn't say a word. Won't that remind you of Jesus? When they was mocking him and scourging him and everything, he ain't say a mumbling word. The Bible say he ain't open his mouth to his defense. Now, Joseph could have opened his mouth to his own defense, but he didn't. I bet you would have been talking and telling a whole lot. You say, your wife, that wife you got ain't no good. That's what you'd have told the man, wouldn't you? You know you would have. Mm-hmm. She lying. I ain't do nothing. I ain't never done nothing before all this time I've been here. Why am I do something now? See, he could have said a whole lot of different things. But no, he didn't. What did he do? He stood fast in God. Huh? And they put him in jail. Put him in prison. But one thing I could say, the confidence was there. I'm in prison. God done brought me this far. Through all the dangers and trials he done brought me from through already, he can bring me through this one too. This is just a small one here. I'm in prison for something I didn't do. You hear? Come on, hear me now. You know. People done lied on you about stuff you ain't even done. You know that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But he knew what? God was not going to leave him there with this lie. Huh? But God was going to prove to everyone that Joseph was a man of integrity. Can he say that about you? Woman of integrity, a man of integrity? See, men and women both doing the same thing today. They both lying and they both laying. You can't say just men, only the men doing it. Ain't no just no men doing nothing. Women doing just as much as these men is. And lying behind, and some of them got husbands.
Come on now.
You hear me now? I know you don't want to hear that. But it's the truth anyhow. There's always this one thing that the devil uses is what? Sex. He used that. Man, he used that in every area of a person's life. I mean, in any walk, what you in? I don't care if you're the mechanic, garage mechanic. You could be the dirt digger, dig up holes of dirt or whatever. Whatever it is you do, there's a devil there with sex. going to try to show you why it's better if you go with them. Could be a man with a man, a woman with a woman. I don't know who you want to go with. That's your business and God. You got to pay the penalty, not me. See? Joseph had sense enough to know that God was going to still be with him. Listen what it say. Man, I know, tell you, I didn't intend to write, go this far. But the Lord was with Joseph, showed him mercy, gave him favor in the sight of the... Now he done got favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. You see what I'm talking about? No matter where you are, God can give you favor. With whoever you working for, wherever you choose to be at, God can give you favor. I believe it today. How about you? Do you believe? See, God gave him favor. You say, but Joseph, Joseph is called, you called too. God called you. He going to give you favor if you walk upright and be a man or woman of integrity. Hold some standards up. Stop letting down with every wind that come along. You let down your net in the wrong water. See, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners. My God, he was a born leader, wasn't he?
Amen.
Now, that man was a born leader. He became a leader in everywhere they stuck him. Now, he did not get there by himself. He got there because of his walk with God. You will end up in a lot of places today because of your walk with God. You may not like some of the places, but don't murmur and complain. This is just it. God, I'm in your hand. You don't always like the places God take you. I don't. Know about you. I don't like all the places God send me and take me to. I'd rather be someplace else, but unfortunately, I don't. That's what God says, so I have to deal with it. Live with it. And keep the faith. More than anything else, keep the faith. Keep your faith in God. Oh, my God. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Everything the man touched turned to gold, didn't it? He became the leader of every place he went. Did you hear me? Now you see why his brothers disliked him, don't you? It wasn't just the coat he had. It was the fact that they could see in him leadership ability, great things in him. And when the devil shows somebody the great things in you, they can't stand you. They don't like you. Now, if you're looking for them to like you, you're in bad shape. Know this today, that they're not going to like you because God has called you into a greater walk. Now, I don't know why God ain't called them, didn't call them into a greater walk. Maybe their heart not right with God. I don't know. But I do know this. When he called you into a greater walk, you're going to walk through many valleys of shadows of death. Many shadows you're going to walk in. But I'm here to tell you now, every time you walk in a shadow, you come out into the sunlight where you don't have a shadow. You see, Ah, Lord, have me. I love to talk about Joseph. All I can tell you today, keep on running. Run away from sin. Run away from it fast as you can. Become a sprint runner. This is the time for you to become a sprint runner. You're running for a reason. Huh? Come on now. You're running for a reason. This is the time right now. Get up right now and start the running. Whatever you with, if you laying up with the wrong person, get on out there, say, sorry, love, got to go, and start the running. Run as fast as you can right now. Huh? Put your running shoes on. I advise you to put the running shoes on. Don't let the Lord catch you there no more. Huh? All right. Don't let him catch you there now. I'm telling you, that's good stuff. I'm telling you now. You may not want to listen to me, but I'm telling you, don't let Lord catch you there now. My. I tell you, I may not can't run fast, but I know how to get out the way. I'll move right on out the way of these devils. See, do you know how to move out the way? Or are you going to go in there and play with them? I don't like playing with the devil. See? I don't like playing with nobody that talk the devil's language. In other words, everything you talk is, what shall we say? Something nasty you ain't got no business saying. You know, I ain't going into that now. I ain't going to let y'all throw no rocks at me. Mm-mm. Praise God. But I'm just telling you, run now. And, you know, let me throw this in, and I'm going to see. Let's see what Pastor Sherman got to say today. I'm going to tell you this. Why don't you learn what obedience is? Then you won't have to worry about a whole lot of that stuff. Huh? Learn what obedience is. Try obeying. Now, you done prayed and you done fasted. How about obeying now? See, you know how the work was half done? You fasted, you prayed, but you didn't do. Hello, Pastor Sheriff.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, the word of God is always what? Good. His word is always good. His word comes to let you know that, you know, God can do it for Joseph. He can do it for you. And, you know, when the woman of God was talking about the fact is when you try to do the right thing, there's always someone carrying the news. And the news, is it extra, read all about it? What is the news? Is the news the correct way, word? Is the news the truth? Or is it a lie? And we know all liars shall have their part in where? In the hell, right? And we know that even twisting the truth to please the situation is not of God. You know, not telling, I mean, he talks about what she did, what she wanted to do. But we know that the devil is a liar. He's a liar from the beginning of the foundation of the earth. We know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he comes to steal the anointing that Joseph have, the destiny, his purpose. But I thank God for bringing him through, letting us know that God is able, even when the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I tell you, I mean, this word is good because if you look over your own life, what lie has been told about you? What lie has been told about you? But you know what? It's not even about the lie. It's how do you react? Do you do? What do you do? The word talks about Joseph did not what? Defend himself. He did not even open his mouth. Why? Because sometimes the lies sound better than the truth. Let's be real. Let's be real. You know what it is? Because you already made up your mind what you think the truth is. But one thing I love about is God. God said, vengeance is what is mine. I'm going to do the repaying. See, people can go ahead, and especially if they don't like you. Come on now. Because you know what? Which is fine. Because we all have, but it makes you wonder, what is it about that person you really don't like? What it is irking you about the person? Is there each time they open their mouth? Is it because you want them to be dependent? Is it because they're not ignoring you? What is your reason? You want to be just like them? What it is about them you don't like? Do they got more word than you? Do they have the anointing? Are they God, man, and woman of God? What it is? Do they sing better? Do they create better? What it is you really don't like? And if you find out the reason why, the why, you don't like it, then you can what? You can deal with it. The thing is, she lied on him. Her husband do know their wife. Let's be real. But you know what? that was still the enemy. It had to go the way it went. And I'm reminded that even Joseph was a person of integrity. I'm reminded in Genesis, the 20th chapter, about Abraham. And even though when Abraham said that Sarah, his wife, was his sister, and the fact that, according to verse 20, in chapter 20, verse 6, and God said unto him in a dream, yeah, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore, suffer I thee not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou shalt, and if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. See, divine favor. I don't care what plot, what trick, whatever. Now, we heard the word. There's always a what? A Jezebel. There's always what? A Denzel. There's always somebody there hooking and winking, saying, come over here, lay in my bosom. What the word of God told, man, flee from the flattery eye. Man, flee, run. Woman, run. Y'all what? Run. Be a person of integrity. It doesn't say now you will not be tempted. It did not say your eyes won't say, ooh, they look good. And you know what? The enemy set you up when you're in the lowest of low. When you at your lowest, that's when your testing comes. Will you pass that test? Know that in Genesis the 20th, God did what? He kept Abraham's wife. He did not allow that man to lay with her. Now, he promised he will keep you if you want to be kept. He promised you now. Now, we all know that what's going on with perverted people, they're doing perverted things. They're doing things that is ungodly. And we got to recognize when it's a spirit, we have to recognize what spirit of lust is there. You got to recognize what spirit of homosexuality is there. We got to recognize what spirit of seduction is. We got to recognize what it is we're dealing with. And you cannot fight this fight naturally. But you can do what? Trust God. Depend on God. And go back into prayer and know that Joseph was a man that prayed. He prayed and he prayed. And if you put your trust in God, he will never make you ashamed. It doesn't matter what they say. I make sure it's not the truth. They can talk. You can lie. You can make it up. It does not matter what you think. As long as what God thinks about you, it is good enough. Know that God is with you. You are overcomer. He did it for Joseph. He did it for Abraham. He's not a respectable person. He can do it for you too. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, if you missed the beginning of the broadcast, by all means, go to blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to this segment from the beginning. God is an awesome God, I tell you. And look at how Joseph Masters was blessed by association, okay? They were blessed by association. So know that when people around you are getting blessed, know that is blessed by association. God is an awesome God. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, it's an awesome word. God is a mighty God. Every Friday night, yes, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. On Monday, Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. I tell you, God is an awesome God. If you'd like to send your donations to City of Victory, the address is P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. I tell you, God is good. No donation is too small or too big. Our church address is 31325 CR 437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Our church time is Sunday at 1 p.m. and Bible study on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Till then, be blessed.
Let go.
Let go.
And let God. let God. He can handle it all, yes, he can. Let God. With tears in your eyes. Let God.